We're going to the Kentucky Derby. We have another girls' trip this episode. So me, Kristen, Sarah, and Natalie are heading over to Kentucky. I think you say Louisville. I thought it was Louisville, but apparently that's not how you say it. Louisville. And we're going to Kentucky for a girls' trip this weekend. I've been moving like a hot mess. I don't want no combo, I want checks. I don't want the second, I want best. I'm all in my ass, wait, I'm a wreck. I've been moving like a hot mess. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside, summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. First dates can be so much fun, we all know that, but I also know how scary they can be. And as much as I want you guys to all have a good time, your safety should always come first. That's a priority. When my friends are going on dates, I make sure that they share their location with me. I'm always texting them for updates, making sure they're good, they feel safe. And I have good news for you guys. Dating is about to get easier and safer thanks to Tinder's safety features. Share My Date is the best way to let your friends know your plans for the night. That way they know where you are and aren't blowing up your phone when you don't text them back. Noonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services if you're feeling uneasy or in need of assistance on a date. And Are You Sure? Which will prompt you or someone you're chatting with to think twice before sending a potentially offensive or harmful message. Feel confident about dating safely with Tinder. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Ki Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Ki was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Ki always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season. And no need to play favorites. With Ki's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair. So whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Ki's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at ki.com. That's Quay.com. Preparing for this trip has been so much fun because I've had my 2 weeks at home in Miami. I've had my health and wellness, I've been going to the gym, I've been cooking meals for myself, and now I'm like, okay, 4-day bender, here we go, I cannot wait. So the reason we're going to the Kentucky Derby is, honestly, I don't know, because this was kind of like random and last minute, but I love horses. I actually used to be a horse girl myself. I used to ride horses when I was little, and we were like, you know what, the Kentucky Derby would be so much fun. And Unwell is also doing a house there where they're gonna have parties, so similar to what we did in Austin, where I was partying with you guys, the Earl Girls, we were getting after it. And there's something about partying with you guys that like sends me over the edge every single time. Like I always black out and I don't know why. Like you guys are just a lot of fun and we have a lot of fun together. So we are in for a weekend of drinking, horse racing, cute outfits, big hats, and a lot of fun. And honestly, the more and more I learn about this Kentucky Derby weekend, the more I get excited. I had no idea that this was like a very fun spot party trip. A lot of colleges go, a lot of frat formals have their formals there. Like, why did I have no idea about that? Like, apparently the infield at the Kentucky Derby is a complete disaster, and there is going to be an Unwell tent there, and there's going to be like a little hot mess glam bot. I was like, I think this would be fun. Like, the girlies got to get their pictures in, they got to get their glam bot in, and I'm literally searching up photos because I'm like, what does the Kentucky Derby like look like? in terms of like the field, the partying, what's going on. And all I see is pictures of blacked out people just like sprawled on the grass. And I was like, oh my God, this looks like so much fun. So I'm bringing Kristen. And then the other friends that I'm bringing are Sarah and Natalie. And you guys have met them before. They've been on. I lived with them in Casa Amor. Sarah, I actually lived with all 4 years of college, which is crazy. So I miss them. They're my long distance friends now, which is so weird. Like anyone who's graduating or about to graduate or did graduate, like you just know, like when you don't get to see your friends every single day and second and you're living, breathing, sleeping with them every day, like you just miss them so much. So I'm so excited and grateful that we get to go this weekend, and it's gonna be a fun time. I even had my cousin who's going, she texted me. I had no idea about this whole frat formal thing. Like our frat formals, we were going to Fort Lauderdale. They're going to the Kentucky Derby. Like that seems like so much fun. And frat formals are just such a scary, dark weekend, but they're also a lot of fun. And I feel like sometimes you end up going on them, but you don't even really like your date or really want to be with them. You just kind of want to go because the whole college is basically like field tripping somewhere and you want to go and you want to be a part of the fun. But Kristen and I have the most horrendous frat formal story. It's disgusting. Like this formal just tops all other formals as worst formal we've ever been to. And I can't even tell this story myself because I need Kristen to come in here and attest for how bad and scary this weekend was. So I'm gonna go get Kristen really quick. Kristen's here, we've got her. So I was talking about how people are using the Kentucky Derby as their like frat formal, which I feel like is really cool.
It is cool. That's different and fun.
And I can't help but think of our time that we went to Fort Lauderdale and had the frat formal from actual fucking hell.
I never had a fun formal, which kind of sucks.
I don't think I did either. Like, they always seemed fun in the moment, and like, then you go there, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I really wish I went to the Key West one, though. That was sick.
That one was fun, but it still also was
wasn't,
like,
it wasn't giving.
Yeah, it depends on, like, who your date is, who the people you're with. But this one formal in particular was worse than all of the other
it's
ones.
Like up there with like one of the worst weekends of my life. But it also was so fun, like in hindsight, because yeah. Like we made it was like stupid and fun, but it was like also terrible.
It's the
terrible.
Best memories now. Like it's good to laugh at now. But okay, so to set the scene, this is like a few weeks out before formal's happening. And this is when girls are like scrambling. They're like, okay, like give me a date, like I have to find someone. Who am I going to be matched with? It's literally like The Bachelor. Like you have to like find someone. And I had developed this like liking for this guy, and yeah. We didn't really know him that, or I guess I didn't really know him that well. And I remember like we were at this one venue, and this was like a frat party type of thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna like just be ballsy and be like, come after party with us. Like I went up to him, I'm talking to him, and he was like, yeah, okay. So I'm like, perfect. I ordered this Uber. I'm like, let's get in, let's go. And we were also with Ashton and her boyfriend at the time. So it's the four of us in this Uber. And first off, this Uber pulls up, and it was like one of those fancy Teslas that like, I feel like it's like a rare find.
I love a Tesla Uber.
When you get one of the fancy ones, I'm like, okay, here we go. And I was so belligerently drunk that halfway through this car ride, whilst we're on like the highway in Miami, I start getting dizzy, and I'm like, this is not going well. And I just remember being in the Uber, like, I'm so sick right now. Like, I don't feel good. Like, something is gonna come up. And I remember looking to the side and trying to, like, roll the window down, but yeah. It was too fancy that I couldn't figure out, like, where the button was for the window. So the only other option I had was to lean over to my right, which this guy's sitting in the middle seat, like, all crammed up in there, and he was, like, a big guy, and I just puked on his lap. Like, I don't know how that's a real story, and I feel like we've really,
I don't know how you caught the formal invite after that.
I don't know either, but
well, obviously I do, because it's like, it's you, and he was like,
I'm so sorry for puking on you. But yeah, so I literally puked on this guy, and then we had to pull over the Tesla on the side of the road, and it's so bad that like I had already puked on this guy. Like, he could have at least just like stayed in the car or something. He was like, I'll get out and like call my own Uber. He got out
he
on
fled the scene
on the side of the highway, and I was like, well, that's it. Like, I'm not going to formal with him. Like, I ruined my shot. And I put on my charm somehow, and 2 weeks later we got the formal invite. So that's how
did you get that formal invite again?
I feel like it was like word of mouth from friends. Like I didn't like after that I was like, I'm never talking to this guy again. And I think
he randomly texted you and like proposed. Yeah, that, like,
I think maybe it was like Natalie's doing, she was doing some finagling or something.
I think he texted you like proposing that we go, like, yeah, with me and the guy that yeah.
So I wanted to go to this formal because all of our other friends were going, and then I was like, okay, I puked on this guy, now he's taking me as a date, and now Kristen, I was like, she obviously has to come with us because I don't want to go alone to this. So now we're on the hunt for Kristen to get this man.
I also did not want to go at all. Like, I genuinely didn't want to go at all. And all of my friends were like trying to find a way for me to go. And I'm like, I don't think you guys understand. Like, I don't want to go. And they were like, well, too bad, you're coming. And the guy that I ended up going with was one of our best friend's boyfriend's friends who I like didn't know, and they were like older and like random, and I was just like, I didn't want to go at all, and everybody forced me to go.
And we were like, Kristen, it's fine. And you're
like, it's fine, like you'll be rooming with me, like yeah, whatever, like maybe you'll end up like falling in love. Just kidding. It was just like, you'll have a fun time, whatever. So I said yes. And I never was excited about it, but it's okay. We were like, it's gonna be fun.
So we started off with low hopes for Kristen. She was like, I don't want to be here. And I was like, bitch, if I'm going to Fort Lauderdale for this formal, you're coming with me. Yeah. So basically.
But then the night before made us not want to go way more.
Oh my God. The night before this formal,
before leaving, I don't remember where we were.
It must have been some frat party, but something was in the water
something
this
was
night.
In the air that night.
Okay, don't judge me because I'm talking about puking and now I'm talking about this story. It just happens. We're in college, okay?
It was like one of like the pivotal like sophomore year of college. Yeah.
It was sophomore year. Like sophomore year, I feel like it was post COVID for us, and we were just so like, when I think of my sophomore year self, I'm like, I don't associate with her.
No, same.
She was
disgusting. I don't claim that.
She was a rat. I don't know what she was wearing. Like, she was crazy. So
we were so choogy.
We were the worst.
We were heads to ocean.
No.
But you know what? That needs to happen.
Yeah.
Make college kids choogy again because they're way too cool now.
They're way too cool.
Everybody needs to be choogy for a little bit.
So yeah. I don't even like who I was as a person. But yeah, no, anyways,
same. I feel you.
I wake up and I'm like, okay, time to go to formal. It's like 10 a.m. We have to like get in the car to drive with these two boys that we really don't know. All we know is like Kristen kind of knows this guy. We don't even know if they get along. I only know this guy because I puked on him. So I remember like walking to Kristen's room and she's like, I'm so hungover, I can't go.
I was like really trying to be like, no, like I really can't go.
And I was like, okay, like she's just being dramatic because she doesn't want to go. I walk into Kristen's room. Kristen looks like she just caught the plague.
I'm literally like green and shaking.
You think you have like a mac and cheese and you're sitting in your bed and like Kristen's skin is the color of her white sheets. I was like, okay, well, we have to pack the bags and we have to go to Fort Lauderdale. We get in the car.
I was also driving. You were? Yes, I was driving.
And we were both in the front seat?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I just remember the car ride being really awkward.
It was so awkward. And I remember specifically when I was driving. Because the guy that I was bringing was like directly across from me, like in the back seat, and he kept like coming like up between the seats to talk to us, and I was like, get away.
Kristen was not having it. Kristen was having the sweats. Wait, we also, okay, so the drive from Miami to Fort Lauderdale is like an hour.
Yeah. Oh my God. We got such bad traffic.
We got such bad traffic, one. And then we took a wrong turn and we ended up at this weird.
At the airport.
And we're like, first of all, so hungover that we can't think. We're circling the airport with these guys in the car that we don't want to be with. And like, now we're like 10 loops around the goddamn Fort Lauderdale airport.
We accidentally took a turn into the airport and then we're stuck sitting there like through all the arrivals traffic,
bumper to bumper traffic at the airport.
I accidentally take a turn back into it again. We run around there twice. Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
Those boys were probably like, can they not drive? Because I was definitely the one feeding directions and you were the one driving, and like,
yeah,
our brains weren't, we didn't have brain cells that
day. I remember a specific thing that he said that just like, we both looked at each other and we were like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Do I feel like I know what you're talking about?
About the ships.
Wait.
We like drove past a bunch of like ships like in like on the water and you were like, how does that float? Like, how does that like massive thing float?
And he was like, the buoyancy.
And he was like, well, actually, the whatever. And gives us like a 10-minute lecture on like how it actually floats. I'm like, can you just be like, yeah, like I know, right? Like,
yeah, so Kristen was icked out by her man.
Yeah, and like, and I wish him the best. I hope he's doing great. But like, I just personally didn't want to be there.
It wasn't a vibe.
It wasn't a vibe. Moment. We weren't. The chemistry wasn't there for me personally. I didn't want to be there.
And yeah, you know, it's just like the last thing you want to deal with when you're hungover. So finally, after probably like 3 hours, we get to Fort Lauderdale. To set the scene for anyone who doesn't know how frat formals work, usually, unless you're like a couple that's like bougie and wants to ball out and have your own room, everyone stays in like a room with two queen beds. So it's like two couples per room, and then obviously one couple in one bed, the other couple in the other bed, which is like kind of crazy. Everyone just like bunks together. And
yeah,
that's, I don't know.
I remember the whole way there I was driving, I was like, fuck, what the fuck am I gonna do later?
So we pull up to this formal. Kristen, like, obviously Kristen's the nicest, most warmest, smiley person ever. When I tell you that I've never seen something like this in my life, Kristen was not having it.
I was not having
Kristen put her foot down day fucking one. She was literally like, this guy would sit next to her on the bed and she would get up and come sit next to me, and I was like, oh my god.
Well, I feel like in general, like, it takes a lot for me to like,
no, it does, I've never
entertain a guy, but like, if I especially don't like you, like, I don't know, I just, for some reason, like, I was just so triggered by like everything, and I feel bad.
No,
I truly wish him the best.
No, well, he was kind of being triggering.
Yeah,
like, he was.
I also, like, I feel like I always try to like live life in a way that like no one can like say that I've been a bitch to them and it be true, and I'm like, I always think that is one person they could be like, she was a bitch to me.
I feel true. Like, he still wouldn't say that.
You think? Yeah. I think him and then one of our friends' ex-boyfriends. The same one he was friends with.
Oh my god, that guy definitely.
Yeah, I bitched him out because, well, he,
it's okay. What a wonderful way to live with thinking only one person could say something bad about you. I'm like,
but like, seriously, that's true. I think about it all the time. I'm like, I think that's the only person who could be like, she was like, treated me poorly that weekend.
Nonetheless, first day of formal, we're here to have a good time, look cute, pop some champagne. You know, we have each other. We're in this together. Like, we're in the room. It's fine. And that first night we went out, I think you slept in a different room.
Yes, I did. There was absolutely no way I was sleeping in that bed with that man.
So Kristen did not sleep another date night one. I slept in my bed.
Because a bunch of our friends were there too, and some of our best friends was like our girlfriend and guy friend who just went as friends, and then our other guy friend who just went solo. So they had space.
I feel like I didn't get with my formal date. I feel like at the point that we were there, I kind of was like, actually, I don't even really like this guy either.
Yeah.
And I feel like formals are so awkward because like every formal I've been to, I feel like I literally end up in bed with a guy who's like spooning me, and I'm literally like, get like off of me right
on the last like inch of the bed trying to get away from
them. At 7 a.m. like staring at the ceiling like, please, like, take your hand off
of me. Can the day begin?
So yeah, I feel like that's just the experience I've had with formals. But
yeah, I remember we all went into their room, into our friend's room, and I just like got in bed and like pretended to be too drunk and was just like all like cozied up, and he like came over and was like trying to wake me up.
No, well, Kristen's, like, date, I had to play like cock block McGee because Kristen's date's like, where'd she go? He's literally like, Kristen has like not answered this man, and he's like, Alex, like, where is she? And I'm like, oh, I was like, I don't know, she must be like in someone's room like doing something, like, I don't know where she went. Like, meanwhile, I fully know that Kristen's running as far away as she can. Moving on to the second day of this formal, morale's at a low, another hangover has set in, and we're at this hotel in Fort Lauderdale that's like, we couldn't even, there was, resources were also low there. There was like a little restaurant down below.
I'm trying to think during the day too. I remember I was running away from him.
Yeah.
At that like beach thing. Yeah. The whole thing was just dragging on way too long. I literally wanted to get in the car and leave, but like felt like we had to stay.
No, Kristen, like, actually, I'm pretty sure Kristen contemplated leaving.
I did. I really did.
And, you know, I was like, we're sticking it out. We have one more night. Like, let's just be the best dates and like stay.
Also, another like level of context to why I was so like miserable that weekend was because I had like just like broken up with my like semi-boyfriend like right before. And so, like, the fact that it just was so not a vibe, I was just kind of being, like,
I forgot about that part of it. You know? I forgot about that layer of the onion. Something happened where I also got the ick for Kristen's man. Like, the ick has extended past
your date too.
I'm pretty sure my date also had the ick. It was, like, imagine four people in a room. We're really not that close. We're also really not vibing. Like, the vibes couldn't be more off. Kristen's date gets a call on the phone, and he got his dream job offer. Great. Amazing. Like, we're so happy for you, but like, the vibes couldn't have been worse for this man to be literally,
I feel so bad about that, swollen up
almost with tears. He's like, yes, like, I got this.
He was literally like jumping up in the bed like, fuck yeah, let's fucking go.
And it was a great job, and like, we're so happy. And all of us just say,
they're like,
but like, it was just like, we don't even know you, the vibes were off already, and like, it was just so awkward, and this poor guy's getting his like dream job opportunity, and we're all sitting there like, like, this guy was,
anyway,
I'm not kidding, I think he was doing cartwheels between the two beds. Like, he was so happy that it was like, let's not be that happy.
Let's calm down. Let's
tone it down a second. And now the vibes are just, I'm like, I can't even be in the room anymore. Like, yeah, things have just gone haywire. So night two, I was like, Kristen, wherever you escaped to last night, like, I'm coming with you. And I remember we slept in this other friend's room, and yeah, the bed sheets were in. Literally wet.
Yeah.
Like, they were wet.
Something was wrong with, like, the humidity in there or something, because everything was damp. They also had ordered, like, so much McDonald's the night before, and you know that McDonald's stench? Like, it has such a particular smell. It was just reeking of McDonald's in there.
Ew. And I specifically remember sitting in there, and, like, the frat boys just, like, come in and out, and they're just, like, drinking and like doing whatever they're doing, like they're just like smelling
whatever
gross.
It is they do,
whatever it is that they do, like they were just coming in and out of this room way too much, and the bed sheet was literally like a soppy mildew towel.
Ugh.
And I'm like, you know what, this is better than being in our other room.
I remember I fell asleep that night, and I woke up in like the middle of the night, and everyone else still hadn't gone to sleep yet.
It was like almost more miserable to sleep. Like, I think staying up was I think staying up was the preferred condition.
And that was when we had the trash can water.
Another layer to this is there's no water in this hotel, and it was like probably the middle of the night. There was nothing on Uber Eats. There was nothing open near us. We had asked the front desk for water. We're like, we're literally so dehydrated, like, we are going to die and pass out right now. And they're like, we don't have anything to offer. I'm like, a fountain, anything.
There was no cups in the room.
Yeah, either. We were going back and forth, like, how can we get water? Like, we were literally trapped in this room, hotel, Fort Lauderdale. The city of Fort Lauderdale went out of water. And I was like, okay, well, what are we gonna drink? Because it's the middle of the night, and you know when everyone's just, like, so thirsty, like, your mouth is so dry. And our friend had the idea to fill up the trash can in the room.
It was the recycling bin, which is semi more acceptable.
Yeah.
I guess.
He rinsed it out.
And he took it to the ice machine to fill it up with ice, so it was ice cold. And then he filled it up with the shower.
So we drank.
And we slurped that shit down.
We drank shower water out of a trash can in Fort Lauderdale.
But, like, that's so, like, that, like, it's that's, so... you have to do that in Fort Lauderdale. Did you even go to Fort Lauderdale? We didn't
and it's
like
so
that.
Frat formal coated. At the moment, like, it was the best water ever.
We were all, like, so delirious, and it was so hilarious.
I think we were
every
so...
time someone would reach for it.
We were so dehydrated that every time someone was slurping it, they were like...
It was so funny.
The cherry on top, which I'm just remembering now to all of this, is leaving formal.
And before that, my date hooked up with another girl that night. But, like, as he should.
Yeah.
Pop off king.
I mean, that, like, could have ended better. Like, if he didn't do that, I would have felt bad. Yeah, we would have felt bad.
Not that we owe him anything, but, like, pop off.
Yeah, no, he needed.
Good for him.
He needed that. The vibes were so awkward when we were leaving this formal, because we, like, basically didn't see our dates all weekend, that we were like, hey, thanks for the hotel room and the trip to Fort Lauderdale. And we were just, like, waving them goodbye, and, like, we went in our car without them.
Yeah, I think we really did. I think we were just like, all right, bye.
Yeah. So, honestly, everyone that's going to the Kentucky Derby is going to have a much better time.
Yes, they definitely and are. I'm really bummed I'd never had a good formal experience at college. Yeah,
I feel like hopefully some girls can relate to this, because there's probably some girls, which would definitely be me, who just want to go to the Kentucky Derby for the parties and the cute outfits.
And the hats.
And you know what? This is your sign that it's okay to be a cock block during your formal weekend. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And just go for the experience. Go for the vibes.
A lot of girls just want to go for the vibes and then end up feeling, like, weird. Because you're forced to, like, sleep next to this person you don't know.
Just do what we did and ditch
and run away dates. From them all weekend.
Ditch your dates, be the worst date possible, and sleep together in someone else's room.
Yes.
So now we have to put away our stuff and go to the Kentucky Derby ourselves.
I know, I'm so excited.
I can't wait to see Natalie and Sarah.
I know, I'm so excited.
Thanks, Kristen, for popping in.
Of course, it's been a while.
Now we gotta pop on over to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Is Kentucky considered, like, Southern?
Wait, I talked, like, half of the first part. It's Southern accent, so it better be.
I think it is.
Wait, what do you mean? It's definitely Southern.
I mean, it's, like, kind of high up there, but I think it is Southern.
I have, if you gave me $1 million, I could not tell you where Kentucky is on a map. I have no idea.
Like, I'm pretty sure
it could be out west. Sure,
Louisville is, like, on the border of Ohio, which is, like,
I'm so bad at geography. That's the one thing. I'm good at everything else.
Well, regardless.
Well,
yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yippity doo dah day. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside, summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. First dates can be so much fun, we all know that, but I also know how scary they can be. And as much as I want you guys to all have a good time, your safety should always come first. That's a priority. When my friends are going on dates, I make sure that they share their location with me. I'm always texting them for updates, making sure they're good, they feel safe. And I have good news for you guys. Dating is about to get easier and safer thanks to Tinder's safety features. Share My Date is the best way to let your friends know your plans for the night. That way they know where you are and aren't blowing up your phone when you don't text them back. Noonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services if you're feeling uneasy or in need of assistance on a date. And Are You Sure? Which will prompt you or someone you're chatting with to think twice before sending a potentially offensive or harmful message. Feel confident about dating safely with Tinder. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. So packing for the Kentucky Derby was a whole other issue in itself because everyone wears very, like, bright, fun colors, I think, and big, fun hats. So I don't own any of these big, fun hats, and I'm like, okay, what can we pack? What's going to be a good vibe? And also, I get a little bit scared of, like, Southern people with, like, everyone's really buttoned up and fancy and nice, and I'm like, okay, I still need to bring a little bit of, like, Alex Earl into this. So, like, we're gonna have our boobs out probably in something, but I was just going back and forth because I was like, what is, like, the perfect outfit to wear to this? Let me show you. I actually have one of these over here. I can't even pack these things. I'm like, how am I supposed to pack these huge ginormous hats, these big dresses that, like, I don't even think I can sit in them. This dress I'm so excited about, and I really want to make work. Like, look how perfect and cute she is, and I'm definitely gonna have my boobs out in this, so I, like, hope that's acceptable and okay. But you know what, we gotta bring the young fun vibes to the Kentucky Derby, and there's something about a themed party that is just so much better than a regular party. Like, themes are so much fun, and I have been a themed party girly my entire life. Halloween's my favorite holiday. I think I started doing theme parties in high school. Like, we would go balls to the walls for the themes. I remember we did, like, an ultra-themed party in high school. So imagine me and my friends dressing like naked ravers in my friend's basement, just, like, drinking whatever we were drinking and, like, having a good time. And we had, like, the sparkly disco ball lights. And, like, we will do anything for a theme. We did Great Gatsby themes in high school. There was Jersey Shore themes. And then when I got to college, I feel like that's where a lot of people really have big themed parties. I was prepared. I was like, I already have costumes up the wazoo from high school. Like, I'm ready to go. I have my costume bucket from Amazon. And if there's a theme party, I will be going all out. I feel like one of the times where I went the most out for a themed party, which you guys know if you remember my frat wedding. So my senior year of college, I got elected by the frat to be the bride of the groom, Grant, and we got married. And usually girls for this wear a white dress, something simple, they have their bridesmaids there. And I was like, no, we are going to get a full-blown wedding dress for this because we're going all out. Like, if we're doing this wedding, we're doing it correctly, and everyone at this wedding is going to have so much fun and have the time of their lives. So I got this big poofy wedding dress from Amazon, and all of my friends got these like matching dresses from, I don't know where they were from actually, but they all got these light pink matching dresses, and we looked so good. Like, we actually looked like a real bridal party, and I like may get this dress again for my real wedding because it was so cute, but I can't wear the one that I wore because at the end of the night it ended up being scissored off of me and was like black and stained, so can't wear that one. But it was really cute and it was from Amazon, so any brides out there, let me link this dress for you because it was actually really, really good and really flattering. But this wedding, like, it felt so real and so special. Like, now I'm prepared for my actual wedding. That was like my practice, and we had the best night ever. And then another night where I would say I got most into character besides looking the part, I was fully like possessed. I'm pretty sure this past Halloween when I was Madonna, I told you guys the story on Hot Mess. I was like, oh, I peed my pants, I was being crazy, whatever. And everyone's like, oh, she's disgusting, whatever. I was possessed. It wasn't me. It was Madonna. Like, you can't blame Alex Earl for doing that. That was fully Madonna. Like, Madonna's soul took over my body because I took the costume so seriously. And like, you guys probably think I'm kidding right now. Like, my friends were like, that like wasn't even Alex, like in your eyes, like you had Madonna's soul with inside of you. Like, I was at this club hanging over the balcony, like living my life. I was like, I look so amazing right now, like yes, like oh my god, this is so much fun. I was dancing on the tables and the security guards were literally like, get down. And usually I would be so mortified and embarrassed and I'd run away and I'd be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I literally was like, I don't care. Like, yes, here I am dancing. And they had to like pick me up off the tables and take me down. And afterwards, which this is how I know I was possessed, because we went to this party afterwards and it was all the way in Brooklyn. It was like some apartment party, but they had like a doorman there with like a big list. And there was a long line down the block because it was Halloween. Everyone wanted to get into this party. And when I tell you, I've never done this before in my entire life, like I never have the balls to do this. This is not like me at all. Like, I'm actually like pretty shy when it comes to these type of things. I walked right up, I skipped the whole line, I went right to the doorman. I was like, my name's Alex, we're supposed to be here, I'm with six of my friends, and they let us right in. That confidence, I don't know where that came from, and the only explanation is that I was possessed. It was not the tequila sodas, it's because I was possessed, and I truly fully believe Madonna's soul took over my body that night. So, moral of the story, I love a theme, and I can't wait to get into character this weekend. Like, I don't know what we're gonna unlock, I don't know what I'm gonna be like. I need to like really get into the Kentucky vibes and see it through. And even Friday morning, I'm going to a tour of the stables with all the horses, and I'm so excited. Like, I think horses are just the most beautiful animal. So we're going to kick in our southern boots this weekend, and we're going to Kentucky, Louisville, and we're going to see some horse racing and drink some tequila. So we're about ready to head there. I'm bringing this dress. It's so flattering, so cute. But do you guys remember that pink Balmain dress that I wore during Paris Fashion Week? Or I tried it on for Hot Mess, but I didn't actually end up wearing it anywhere. It's pink, it has black polka dots on it. I also packed that for this trip, so they let me have another go around with it because I was like, please, 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 like, let me wear this dress some other time if I can. So they sent it to me to wear, so I may possibly wear that too. We're gonna have to like gently put these in my suitcase so that they just stay as perfect as they are. This Miami mama is ready to head to Kentucky. We're off to Louisville. The Hot Mess is coming to Kentucky.
Okay. Guys, we have a little bit of a letdown. A little bit of a mishap. Oh, no, no. Not that Kristen is a letdown, but I did say we were going to see Sarah and Natalie. And yesterday, Sarah was a little sick. So we're heading to the Kentucky Derby, and Sarah is off the side of the golf cart, like, puking. And then every other, like, 30 minutes, Sarah was running to the bathroom puking. And we were like, oh, Sarah's just, like, really hungover.
Yeah, she kept being like, I'm just hungover, guys. Because she never throws up or, like, gets that hungover. So we were like...
We, you know, thought that maybe she could have a stomach virus. And she does. She was puking the entire day of the Derby. So we were supposed to podcast with Sarah and Natalie yesterday, but they ended up going back to New York already this morning. And Sarah, you know, was unwell the whole day of the Derby. But honestly, props to her for sticking it out.
Yeah.
Because if that was me, I probably would have been like, I'm gonna, like,
I would have saw myself home hours ago.
She literally sat through the entire Derby, us walking, trekking from, like, suite to suite. So Chris and I are just gonna recap you guys on what happened at the Kentucky Derby. We're gonna walk you through the weekend a little bit. Okay, starting with Thursday, I had a party at this place, which actually we were in Indiana, which I had no idea, but we just crossed this bridge and we went from Louisville to Indiana, and we had a party there, which was a lot of fun, and we got to meet a lot of the Earl girls, and everyone loves Kristen, and that's, like, my favorite thing about it, is they're standing there and they, like, start chanting for Kristen, and, like,
I love everyone.
That's always my favorite thing. It's so the best. Sweet. Kristen's more liked than I am, for
sure. Genuinely, no. But I do love meeting everyone. It's always very fun.
It is always fun. And then I said I wasn't going to drink that night that much. I ended up being pretty drunk by the end of it. And then we had a Taco Bell fiasco.
Yeah.
So we get back from this party, and I was like, obviously we should order Taco Bell. Like, that would just be a treat. And we finally get this Taco Bell. You know, when you're just, like, drunk and waiting for so long. Like, we were standing around here, and the hotel room we're in, like, didn't really have any food besides, like, some, like, Takis that we were snacking on. And we're just sitting here, like, grasping onto the table, waiting for the Taco Bell. And it finally gets here, and I literally storm down the stairs. Meanwhile, wait, we're somehow staying in a palace.
It's insane.
I brushed over that part.
It's genuinely
we're insane. In, like, the owner's suite of this hotel, and the Kentucky Derby, like, sent me here, so they, like, set us up here. This was not my doing. And we're actually in a mansion, museum, palace right now. Like, maybe I'll walk you guys around in a second, but it's the craziest. It's not even a hotel room. We're in a penthouse apartment.
There's a lot of really sick art.
It's really cool, weird
niche art.
Yeah, there's, like hairy bowls and, like, naked women. But then we have, like, Justin Bieber, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great.
But anyways, I'm sprinting down these stairs, and I get the Taco Bell order, and it's, like, a little tiny box. And I was like, usually when I order Taco Bell, it comes in, like, a big bag. I was like, I've never seen all my tacos, like, because I order a lot. I'm the type of person that when I order, I just click, like, double or triple of everything, what everyone got, because I'm like, just in case we want more food.
Yeah.
And I see that it's, like, for this person, like,
It was Akil.
So I was like, oh, okay, like, the Uber Eats driver must have just mixed up, like, Alex and Akil.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, almost the same letter. So I was like, that's fine, whatever. So I'm harassing.
Not a mistake.
Harassing this Uber Eats driver. And he brings back another order. And he was like, I'm so sorry, like, whatever. We get the second order. And we just start, like, going to town. And I'm eating this burrito. And
it was seeming like what we got as well.
It was seeming like what we got, and I bit into it, and it was just all beans. It was, like, literally just beans and a tortilla, and I was like, wait, we definitely didn't order this. So I look at the big bag, and it says Mary. Older order. Yeah, whoever out there, Mary.
Beans.
Mary, whoever you are ordering just beans and a tortilla, we need to reflect on the inside. But maybe it was someone who was, like, a vegetarian. We ended up
eating
Mary's whole order of Taco Bell, and we never got ours, but that's okay. Taco Bell is a good Taco Bell day. So, sorry, Mary.
So my tummy really hurt the rest of the night, but it's all right.
I don't think I've ever had sober Taco Bell.
Neither have I. I think that's just, like, something that's just wrong to do that.
Like, the most sober I've had Taco Bell is a lot of the times I'll order it, and then it's outside the door in the morning because I, like, fell asleep before getting it, and I'll eat it in the morning. But I still feel like that's when I'm, like, still kind of drunk waking up.
I feel like Taco Bell between the hours of, like, 8 a.m. to like 11 p.m. is just like forbidden.
Like, that's not allowed. Do you think people go to Taco Bell?
Like, yeah.
During the day?
Like, definitely. Like, people definitely like go to lunch there. That's like psychopathic behavior.
Are you guys not shitting your pants during the day?
Yeah, they are.
But... Wait, that's crazy. Friday, we went to the Churchill Downs horse race track, and this was like the female horse race day, which was a lot of fun.
It was. I kind of dissociated for a second.
I'm trying to think like what happened. My brain is all foggy right now. So this day I was wearing this Belmont dress. It was like very low cut. My boobs were out. This has nothing really to do with the story that I'm about to tell. Just to set the scene.
Just to set the scene. Just, oh my god.
Anywho, so I posted this TikTok that was a transition, and it was all of us four girls, me, Sarah, Natalie, Kristen, like getting ready to go out. And I couldn't get Natalie in the second part of the transition because we were like being screamed at.
Everyone was like, 60 seconds, we gotta go. You had to be on TV.
Yeah, I had to be on TV, so I couldn't be late. So I'm like, we have to go right now. And I'm like, Natalie, like, where are you?
Like, we're doing it. She's like, wait, I have to put my perfume on.
So Natalie, I was like, okay, well, Natalie's not in the video. So we finish the transition without Natalie in it. And I post it, and all the comments are like, oh my god, like, where's Natalie? Like, where did she go?
They're like, this is mean girl that you
Yeah, they're like,
true
I
friends
definitely...
would wait for you to finish the transition.
No, true friend would say, hurry your ass up, bitch.
It was like,
oh, hurry your ass up, bitch.
I was like, the thought came in my head, and then I got scared to say it.
Hurry your bitch ass up.
Hurry your bitch ass up, Natalie. But I feel like that's, like, our friend group is, we're so close, and we've been so close for so long that we're, like, sisters. Like, we're, like, especially, like, Sarah and Natalie, because they, like, live together now. It's so funny. They literally just, like, scream at each other or, like, say, like...
Sarah's not afraid to just, like...
We'll say the most brutal things, but it's, like, a sisterly love. Like, obviously, we're best friends. But Natalie replied to one of the comments, like, joking. And because I was like, Natalie didn't make the cut or whatever. And then Natalie replied to one of the comments being like,
the bitches didn't wait for me. And just responded to multiple comments, instigating that she was left out.
These people are thinking that I'm, like, bullying Natalie.
Everyone's like, it's okay, girl. Like, we've all been the friend that's left out. It's the worst feeling. You need to find true friends who would wait for you.
And Natalie's sitting at this dinner, like,
she's
replying to comments. And I'm like, Natalie,
she's
like,
you
can't do this because people, like, don't understand that you're, like, being sarcastic.
Everyone's like, funny how the only one left out was the only brunette.
She's actually like, brunette, so she couldn't be in the video if you want. But that day was a lot of fun. We had some encounters. I was a little bit nervous this day because... my boobs were out and about, and I feel like sometimes the southern, classy, like, old money people get, like, very, like, offended by that. And I was like, there's no way I make it through this whole day without someone, like, making a comment to me. And I did. I was like, no one said anything bitchy to me. Like, this is so fine. Mm-hmm. Until the next day, which was the actual Kentucky Derby race, I was in the bathroom, and there's this, like, very tall, beautiful woman who walks in. She has this big hat. And she was like, oh my gosh, Alex, hi, how are you? And I was like, oh my gosh, hi. And I was like, you look amazing. Like, you just look, like, mesmerizing, like, so beautiful. And she said something to me that was definitely so backhanded. And I was like, damn it. She was like, you looked amazing yesterday. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. And she was like, that dress was very low cut. And I was like,
that was
like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
it was. Like, I loved it. But I was like, she definitely meant to, like, be a bitch and make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
But I won't feel bad for having my boobs out.
Yeah,
I just won't.
Never.
But we did encounter a few people that were a little bit, and it's almost like I don't even know if they're doing it on purpose, but
they are.
They kind of are. But, like, saying just, like, backhanded things that
are just, like, condescending.
Yeah.
They're just, like, meant to, like, make you feel, like, I don't know, less than.
So the first day that we were there, we were kind of hopping around because we didn't really have, like, actual seats. Like, our seats were, like, on this, like, grass viewing area. So the guy that was, like, leading us around the Kentucky Derby was so nice. Literally, the definition
perfect.
Of, like, the sweetest
love him so
southern
much.
People. Like, I feel like we've met a spectrum of people here. Like,
yeah.
People that are just so
like
90% nice.
Of the people, 95% of the people we've met have been so
like overly nice.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how are you this nice and how are you this happy? Like, I can never be that
southern,
like,
hospitality.
Like, they're so wonderful and welcoming. But then there's like the 10% of like the richy, snobby people.
Yeah.
And he was leading us around from, like, his friend's boxes from, like, suite to suite. And this was, like, the boxes where I'm pretty sure all these families, like, actually owned the horses. And we went into one. And off the bat, I was kind of like, I don't know if we should, like, do this. Because he was like, oh, my gosh, go in. Like, I know the one guy. Like, it's so fine. But, you know, when you're just, like, encroaching on someone else's, like, space.
Yeah, it was giving, like, we weren't welcome there.
Yeah, like, we just kind of, like, walked into this little suite with, like, five family members. And we're like, hey! And it's, like,
all of us. But it's, like, by all means, like, if that's your deal, like, we don't want to crash, you know? No, like, we were just told to go there.
Yeah, no, we were. And the one guy that they were talking to was, like,
he was just being, like, so rude, like, to our faces. Like, I just started talking to him. And he's, because, like, when we walked in, he was kind of, like, stank-eyeing us. And then, like, I started talking to him, and he was kind of, like, laughing the whole time and was like, so, what are you guys doing here today? Just hopping around boxes, seeing where you could stay. And we're just like,
And he said, and taking your little photos.
And I was kind of like, and he's like, taking your little pictures everywhere. Because we had just had a photo shoot, like, 10 feet away.
We are walking into your, like, box and taking a photo as if we were standing here the whole day.
I was like, yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, just, I don't really know what the plan is.
But like, we were told I wasn't to come standing here. There for that. And I'm the one to be, like, a little bit more snappy. But after he said this to them, he then turns around and asked me for a photo. So
yeah, everyone loves to be rude.
Don't be critical.
And they also love to be buddy-buddy with them. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
So then we were like, you know what? We gotta get out of this box. Like, we are not welcome.
I literally fled the scene. Yeah. I was like, I felt so, like, weird after. I was like, I need to get out of here.
So we left, and then we went down to the grass area, which is where we were supposed to be and where we were welcomed. And I was saying hi to someone else. She was like, so sweet and so nice, and it's like, I also don't know if this was meant in a bitchy way, but she was like, oh, you guys flying out of here on Sunday? And I was like, yeah, we're leaving Sunday. And she was like, from the private area.
She said, she was like, she's like, you're flying private out on Sunday? And I just, like, kind of ignored it. And I was like, yeah, we're flying.
We were like, yeah, we're flying.
I was like, yeah, I'm flying out on Sunday. And she was like, but you're flying private out on Sunday, right? And we were like, no. She was like, oh. I was like, oh.
Like, I just, like, that breed of people that, like, exactly. Like, yeah. I don't even think she was so nice besides
they
that.
They just feel the need to sprinkle those little comments in.
Yeah,
just,
sprinkle.
Put you in your place a little bit. And I hate it. Like, as someone who's from the South, there's, like, definitely a kind of breed of people who are like that. Just, like, Southern, like, bitchy, like, think they're elite people. And I hate it. Like, that just triggers me so much because it's, like, for what? Yeah. It's so unnecessary.
I agree. Some people who are just rich just feels so entitled. And I feel like we encountered this kind of in, like, the Hamptons too. There were just some people and they just say the most, like, backhanded things to you. Or, like, I said to them in the Hamptons this summer, I was talking to someone and I told them I'd never been to Palm Beach, and, like, you would have thought that I said, like, I just killed your entire family. Like, they literally were like, oh. And they, like, look at you with, like, such disgrace. And I'm just like, are you guys, like, happy with your life? Like,
it's so weird.
I just don't know why you need to feel the need to, like, bully these people.
I hate that
people.
So much.
So, yeah.
And people who are just, like, judgmental about, like, such superficial things like that.
Yeah.
I feel like in Charleston, I encounter that a lot. There's, like, two sides to Charleston where my family lives, where it's, like, super chill, like, surfy, beachy people, and then the other half is just, like, preppy, like, bitchy, stuck-up people. And I remember once in Charleston, I wore my Naked Wolf sneakers out.
Uh-oh.
And, like, the big, like, white chunky sneakers.
How dare you not wear a Golden Goose pair of sneakers out?
Literally, how dare I? And I was in the bathroom at this party, and I literally hear this whole group of girls be like, did you see her sneakers? Like, oh my god. Like, oh, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my god. And I fear there were many of those here this weekend. But it's okay. We still had a great time nonetheless.
No, we had a great time.
We had so much fun. It's fun coming to, like, those kind of scenes because we just know, like, in the Hamptons, like, we're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, like, I just felt like, obviously, we don't take it personally, but I felt like we were in, like, another world. Like, it was so cool. Like, the Kentucky Derby, I was like, someone commented saying it reminded them of, like, the Hunger Games, and it's, like, all these, like, rich people coming out, and I feel like we were just, like, standing, like, staring, observing all these people, and I'm just like, this is so interesting to see.
The house definitely made it in Hunger Games.
Yeah, it was definitely Hunger Games vibes, but it was so much fun.
It was so fun. And like we said, most of the people that we met were so nice. Like,
so nice to the point where I'm like, am I a mean person?
Like, that's literally
just
out.
Overly friendly.
It's great.
Even this guy we were with this whole weekend, his nickname was Mr. Smiles, because he's just like, yeah, I'm always friendly and happy, and I was just like, this is
perfect.
Great. Like,
everyone that we were with was awesome.
Yeah, honestly, I loved it. And then we were, you know, the other half of the horse race, we were trying to, like, get into the betting, and we didn't do this until, like, later on in the Kentucky Derby day, because we were like trying to like gauge out how we could win or not, and we kept like placing bets with ourselves without like putting money on it, because I was like, we just need to like practice. And I kept picking horses that were winning or like almost winning, so I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm really good at this. So, you know, a few drinks later, I had some Bloody Marys, and then we had a lot of Aperol spritz, and then I got hives all over my neck because I think I'm allergic to Prosecco. Because every time I drink, I get hives and red and puffy when I drink Prosecco.
I'm like addicted to Aperol spritz these days.
But yeah, I'm still gonna drink it. So then I was like, you know what, let's take out this money, like let's gamble, let's do it. Like I was feeling so confident. I placed three different bets on the same horse because I like put down money for this horse, and then I was like, I want to go more in, and I put it down again, and then I went back a third time, it was like more money on this horse, and I was like, she's gonna win Sierra Leone, like I got it number two, like everyone place your bets, like let's go. And then we did it and none of us won.
Yeah, I did fierceness because that was all the rage, everyone kept talking about fierceness, and then I also did just a touch because I like that name.
Yeah. So I was really feeling for Sierra Leone, and Mystic Dan won. But I will say it was fun because he was like an underdog.
Yeah, that's so fun. And like, I'm also addicted to the name Mystic Dan.
Yeah.
He is I want to be Mystic Chris. Mystic Al.
Mystic Al. The actual Kentucky Derby race, so the way it works, but which I feel like maybe some people don't know because I didn't really know before this, is the Kentucky Derby day, there is like 20 different actual races, but I think it was race number 12 was like the Kentucky Derby race.
I had no idea. I thought there was one single race.
No, yeah, there's
at
races.
At some point in the day called the Kentucky Derby.
There's races all
and
day.
And it's also not the last one. There's
no, it's
more
not.
After.
But the like Kentucky Derby is that one specific race, so that's the one. And like, honestly, I got the chills when the Kentucky Derby was happening because everyone, like no one was inside. Everyone's out on the balconies. Where we were, we could see the whole like infield, which is where a lot of the like actual like partying, like I feel like a lot of college kids go there, and they're like, it's literally a frat party here, and everyone was like still staring at the screens, and like I don't know, I'm why don't the chills again talking about it right now? Like I have a thing where like I whenever there's like a big community of people, like concerts, I will cry.
Yeah.
And like I actually saw Tara Yomi talking about this too, and it's like a disease. Not a disease. It's like a condition.
It's a disease.
It's a condition where like there's like something where you get overwhelmed by like people all
just like how cute humans are.
Yeah, and like supporting one thing. Like I don't know. Like,
I had that at Ultra and everybody was jumping up and down.
It's
so
like,
cute.
I don't know. It's just it's usually like concerts or big crowded spaces where someone's like there for something and everyone's just so passionate about it, like everyone outside, like just waiting for the horses. Like
I feel like music is cute for that reason as well.
Yeah. Music makes me emotional.
Yeah, definitely. I was dying though because you were like, look, there's no one at the food stands, everybody's watching. I'm like, yeah,
I know.
Like, minute is the reason
that Kentucky Derby is literally 30 seconds away from starting, and I grab Chris and I'm like, okay,
it's empty.
The food stands are empty, everyone's waiting for the horses.
I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. That's why they're here today, is to see that.
But it's just, it is really great.
No one's getting a hot dog right now.
We had a great time at the Kentucky Derby.
We did. We had so much fun. It was definitely a cool experience.
It was. Afterwards was the big after party last night, and we slept through it. We didn't make it. I knew the second that we said that we were going to nap, we weren't going to wake up for it. And I don't know why we didn't, like, try harder to go out, but honestly, it's our bodies needed sleep, because I slept 13 hours.
Yeah, we left here at, like, 9 a.m. yesterday and got back at, like, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And
it was a long day.
It was a long day. And the day before it was super long too.
Yeah.
So we needed it. It's okay.
It's fine. We slept through one party. I'll survive. All in all, it was a great weekend. And sorry for not having Sarah and Natalie on, but Sarah was sick and we have to exclude Natalie because she is.
Natalie doesn't make the cut.
Well, we're about to leave for the airport right now and head home back to Miami. My hands really sweaty.
They are very clammy.
Sorry.
Never mind.
Sorry. So yeah, back to Miami. I'm going to be back in Miami. I'm going to sit down with you guys. I'm going to wrap up the episode with some What Would Alex Do? And wait, I feel like we should tell them about WOD.
WOD? About Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
My friend Emma was drunk and was running around in her What Would Alex Do t-shirt and was saying WOD, 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 WOD. So now it's like a joke in our friend group that we call it WOD instead of like what would Alex
yeah.
do?
Yeah, what? So there was like a video of her, like our friend took, and she's like coming from across the room, like, what? Just like storming at the camera. It's so funny.
We have to go to the airport right now before yes. I miss our flight, and I will see you guys back in the comfort of my bed in Miami for some WAD.
See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by Ki Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Ki was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Ki always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Ki's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Ki's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at Ki.com. That's Q-U-A-Y.com. Back home in Miami, in my bed. It's all nice and clean in here right now. It's so nice. Guys, I have to admit, I was a little bit of a hot mess at the Kentucky Derby. We had a hot mess moment, so I didn't bring the regular microphones to record there, but I had the little like lav microphones that you just strap to yourself. And then when me and Kristen were just recording that segment that you guys just heard, we, as in me, plugged them into the wrong part of the camera, so they didn't record. So the audio for that part might be a little bit weird. You guys might have just been like, why does it sound like they're in a fish tank right now? I don't know. I feel like because I'm listening to these audios all the time, I was like, ooh, this sounds like really weird. But my friends were like, I think it sounds fine. So we decided to just keep it. But that part probably sounded like a little bit of a hot mess. And that is why it sounded like Kristen and I were recording from a fishbowl. But now it is time for What Would Alex Do, where you guys write in questions. I have the link in bio where you can submit these questions on the Hot Mess Instagram, the Hot Mess TikTok. I literally love reading through these and talking with you guys because, I don't know, it just makes me feel so connected to you guys. Love giving advice. I always say maybe it's not the best advice, but it's just what Alex would do. Hi, Alex. I feel like this is such a simple situation, but I can't get over my ex. We've been apart for a year now, and after dating on and off for 4 years, every time we break up, it's only because we both made mistakes and we just keep hurting each other. But I can't imagine him not being in my life. What should I do? 4 years on and off is a long time. And I feel like that at that point, like you've given the relationship like a very fair chance. I feel like you owe it to yourself to like take some time, but you keep going back to him. So what would Alex do? Honestly, I feel like if you are going back to this guy, it's probably because you feel comfortable with him. Like 4 years is so much of your life, especially when you're young. If you were to ask me 4 years ago if I'm remotely the same person, like I'm not at all. And I just feel like that probably feels so comfortable to you. And like this person knows everything about you. I was kind of saying this in the last episode, like you go through so much with this person where you don't want to like start something with someone new and then they have to like learn about your family and learn about your trauma and your history and all your secrets and everything about you and just your personality. It's like so much. And I think that's why it's sometimes easier to just stay with this person. But if you're having trouble leaving him and sticking with it because you keep going back, my advice, what Alex would do, would be to distract yourself with someone else. And I don't know if that's wrong or not to say, but I feel like you need to distract yourself. Get out there, go on dates, get on dating apps. And even if you don't really like these guys, like literally distract yourself and talk to other men, because otherwise you're going to be bored and keep going back to your ex. I'm trying to think if there was ever a time where I really kept going back to someone. I'm actually pretty good at like breaking it off. When I break it off, I'm like, I'm done with you and I will not look back. But there was this one time in college that I, you know, I didn't get back with my boyfriend, but I started hooking up with him again. And then it always just made me feel like so guilty and bad. And I was like, why am I doing this? And it's literally just because it's comfortable. It's like, he knows me. It's easy. Don't have to try and talk to someone else. I'm like, let's just hang out. So yeah, I would say distract yourself with other people and maybe start a new hobby or something for yourself to distract yourself and keep yourself really, really busy. Like, I don't know what it could be. Maybe take up like cooking or something else, learn an instrument and, you know, start playing the piano at night, as if I would do that because I really wouldn't do that. But find something to distract yourself. And if it's not going to be a guy, then find a new hobby for yourself. That's what Alex would do. Hey girl, my sister is in a really toxic relationship with this guy who is younger than her, and he hasn't made an effort to be friendly with my family. He always makes my sister go to his house to hang out. Recently, she was snooping on his phone and saw pictures of other girls in their underwear saved in his camera roll. She won't break up with him, even though I've told her a million times to. What would you say to Ashton to help her get out of this toxic relationship? Okay, so this girl is just saying Ashton because Ashton is my younger sister. But weirdly enough, I've been in this situation where I feel like I was kind of trying to like give Ashton advice, or maybe there were some things going on in her relationship that I didn't really agree with, and I gave her my two cents and I would step in and say like, you know what, this isn't right, or don't do that, or you should really leave him, or you should break up with him. And all that did was put like this wall in between us. Like, me and Ashton were not close for a good amount of time, and now you guys see Ashton. I literally travel with her all the time. I text her every day. I'm with her every weekend. But for a while, me and Ashton like really weren't that close, and it's because she knew I like didn't really like her boyfriend or like the relationship, or I just didn't like the way she was acting and like who she was with this person. Like, I feel like she felt so like sheltered. And as a big sister, I tried to step in and I thought that was the right thing to do. And I think it's important to voice how you feel, but you can't be so like assertive and be like, break up with them right now. Like, you need to do that, because that's kind of what I did. And I was a little bit pushy with it, and it kind of like put this wall between us. And, you know, when you're in a toxic relationship, there's nothing anyone can say to you to make you leave. Like, you will just not, anything anyone says to you in one ear out the other. Like, you literally don't care. And it sucks, but you kind of have to wait for this person to realize for themselves. And as hard as it is, I know you can like maybe say some things here or there, but just let this person know, I think more than anything, that you support them and this is your sister. So like, let her know that you're there for her and you support her, so that if she does break up with this guy, or when she does break up with this guy, she knows she has someone to like lean on. Because I think that can be kind of scary too, when you're in a relationship and people are like, he sucks, break up with him. And then you are like, well, I don't want to be friends with you. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore if you're going to just like shit on my boyfriend. And then you get nervous about leaving the boyfriend because you're like, wait, do I have any like friends there to lean on now that like I do realize that he's shitty? So I think just like letting her know some things aren't okay in a nice way. Just saying maybe like, hey, like, that's definitely not okay. Like, you can definitely do better, but like, I'm here for you. Like, I will support you, whatever you want to do. I think a really important thing is make them feel comfortable to tell you things, because I think when people or like friends you have or a sister are in a toxic relationship and you really shit on their significant other, they don't tell you things anymore. Like, they will hide everything that's going on that's toxic and they won't tell it to you. And then that just kind of like festers up in themselves. So I feel like as much as you want to give them constructive criticism, you have to go about it in a gentle way that they're not going to stop telling you things, because honestly, she's probably not going to leave him this time. It might be the second or third or fourth time that this guy fucks up, but you just need to be there and support them. And it sucks watching people go through this, but you just have to be patient, and they won't come to the realization that they need to leave them until they do. Like, you, nothing you say will make them come to it. So I think just like being there and being supportive. Hi Alex, over this past summer, I started dating a guy. Football season just started up, and I usually attend all of the games with my friends, along with pretty much the whole school. My boyfriend plays on the team and said he doesn't feel comfortable with me watching him play. On countless occasions, I've been invited by my friends to watch the game, but I can't go because of my boyfriend. What? So I've spent a lot of time on Fridays alone while the rest of the school is at the games. What would Alex do? What? I feel like that's very weird, but also it's like he's on the field. Like, my initial thought is like, oh, is he being shady? He doesn't want you to come to this event. But it's also like, what event? Like, he's playing football and he's on the field with all these guys. Like, how shady could he really be getting? Maybe he's nervous. That, like, to me, I don't know. Like, I want to say that that's some weird controlling thing, which don't let him tell you what to do. But I feel like that's coming from a place of, like, insecurity. Like, maybe he doesn't want you to watch him play. Like, does he suck or something? Like, that is strange. Weird. I don't know what I would do. Imagine if Braxton's like, don't come to this game. I'd be like, I'm taking a helicopter there and parachuting down into the middle of the field with a telescope if you don't let me come. So, I mean, he can't let you or not let you do anything. Like, you can't stop going to Friday night football games. That's the best thing ever. Maybe, though, if it is a place of him being insecure about, like, his football skills, or maybe if he's, like, not getting a lot of playing time, just let him know that you, like, support him and that you love him and, like, you don't care. Or maybe to ease him into it, if this is the issue, I'm not sure if this is, but maybe it's like, oh, I want to watch you practice. Maybe you can, like, go to a practice or something, or just get him, like, used to you seeing him play football, because maybe when it's, like, the whole school watching and staring, I mean, that's, like, scary. And if you mess up, then it's, like, everyone's, like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like sports is definitely very scary. You have all these people screaming at you. So maybe he's having some nerves, but he definitely shouldn't be, like, excluding you from the football games. So you gauge this on whether he's, like, being shady and has some other girl at the game who has, like, his number on her face, and he's like, oh gosh, like, she can't see him. But I feel like this feels like he's, like, scared. He doesn't want to want you to watch him play. So maybe just, like, ease into it. Go to a practice or something. Hi, Alex. I love you so much, and you are the best. I had to really exaggerate that so there, because there was a lot of O's. My parents and My parents are going through a divorce right now, and it's been really hard for me. I can't get over that my family will never be the same again, and all of our holidays and family traditions will change. I know it is for the best, but I miss my old life. That, I want to tear up, because I know exactly how you're feeling, and especially when your parents are first getting divorced, your mind just goes to, like, things like that, like holidays, or you're, like, going out to lunch together, family dinners, or you're at Christmas or the 4th of July. And it's like your sense of family is, like, split, and it's very weird. And I don't know if that's, like, talked about enough, but your concept of, like, your family in your head, it's just, like, split in half, and you're like, oh my gosh. And you honestly, like, it's not gonna really be that way ever again. But that doesn't mean that you don't have your family and your parents and that they don't love you, and it will be okay. Like, I promise, it is a weird adjustment. And I feel like I was really young, so I, like, kind of just had to, like, get equipped to it. And I feel like you're probably a little bit older. I was in third grade. If there's any third graders listening to Hot Mess, hey girl, love you. But I would say just take it day by day. And honestly, you get 2 Christmases now, you get 2 Thanksgivings, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. It's just a scary change. And I think once you get used to it, it'll be okay. Honestly, something that would really help me is, like, talking to my sister about it. I don't know if you have any siblings, but I think just, like, sharing with your siblings that it's, like, a weird change and bonding over that is good, because sometimes I think people will, like, get afraid to talk to their siblings or try to be harder around them. And I think going through something when your parents are going through a divorce is, like, a very tough time, and it takes a big toll on your mental health, and it's a hard pill to swallow, and it feels like your family's being split up. But, like, I promise you, you still have your family. Like, as long as you have a good relationship with both of your parents still, like, it'll be okay. And, you know, that's why I'm, like, very grateful that my parents, after, you know, years, but it took many, many years for my family to, like, come together and be okay. But my mom and dad will sometimes do things, like, together. So Thanksgiving this year, for example, like, my mom came, and, like, those are moments that, like, mean the world to me, because it still feels like when you have your like OG family. Like when I think about my family, sometimes it's like I can't even remember these core memories when we're all together, because it was like when I was 8 years old. So now my family in my head is just my family, but separate. Like my mom over here, my dad over here, my stepmom and my little siblings. And, you know, there's times that we all get to be together now. That is really, really great. And I'm just really grateful that my parents were able to make that work and be friendly with each other. So we do have that sense of like family, but, you know, it's a modern family. This is the reality of a lot of households now. So I don't know. I'm just grateful that I am still close with my parents and that they are here and love me and I love them. Well, that is all for today's episode of Hot Mess. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, and I will see you guys next Thursday for another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earle. Bye. I've been moving like a hot mess. I don't want no combo, I want checks.